Hi, it's Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, where we instantly improve the lives for families of critically ill patients in intensive care so that you can make informed decisions, have peace of mind, real power, real control, and so that you can influence decision making fast, even if you're not a doctor or a nurse in intensive care. This is another episode of Your Questions Answered, and in last week's episode I answered another question from one of our readers. And the question last week was, my 57-year-old dad has been in intensive care with cardiomyopathy and pneumonia for 5 weeks. He's still in an induced coma and still doesn't have a tracheostomy. Help. And that was part two of that series of questions. You can check out the answer to last week's question by clicking on the link below this video. In this week's episode of Your Questions Answered, I want to answer another frequently asked question from our readers. And the question this week is, how long should one wait before stopping life support in intensive care on a critically ill patient? This is again one of those hot topic questions, and one of the questions that we get from our readers and clients very frequently. And it's one of the most important questions you, as a family member or as a friend of a critically ill patient in intensive care, should be asking yourself, especially if you think that your critically ill loved one may be approaching the end of life. But first, let's go one step back and let's look at situations where discussions around stopping life support in intensive care may come up in the first place. Many situations in intensive care, many conditions in intensive care are life-threatening. There is no question around that. Especially if your critically ill loved one is in one of the following challenging, difficult, and often heartbreaking situations where they're either very unstable and in a very critical condition, or they are in a life-threatening situation, or they're not waking up after an induced coma, or they're in intensive care for long-term treatments and long-term stays, including long-term ventilation, or they're having a severe or traumatic head or brain injury, or they're threatened with an NFR, not for resuscitation, or DNR, do not resuscitate order. Or they're in a situation where the intensive care team suggests that a withdrawal of treatment or a limitation of treatment might be, quote unquote, in the best interest for your critically ill loved one. Or they are in fact approaching the end of life in intensive care. During those situations that I just mentioned, there may well be a point when the discussions around when and if to stop life support come up. The very first question you and your family may want to ask yourself when it comes to discussions stipulated by the intensive care team around stopping life support is whether your critically ill loved one is in a real or in a perceived end of life situation. You may want to know what's the difference, and you might want to check out an article and a video I did about the difference between real and perceived end of life situations when your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Check out that blog post and the video in the written version below this blog where I put a link to it. Once you are clear, and only if you are clear, if your critically ill loved one is in a real or in a perceived end-of-life situation, then you can start proceeding, thinking about or having discussions about how long should one wait to remove life support in intensive care on a critically ill patient. Now, when it comes to discussions around end of life in intensive care, when it comes to discussions around when it's the right time to remove or stop life support, it's rather obvious that the vast majority of critically ill patients in intensive care are in perceived and not real end-of-life situations. The statistics speak volumes. Only, and I say only in quotes, 6 to 10% of all patients in intensive care actually die and don't leave intensive care alive. That means that the vast majority of critically ill patients in intensive care actually do survive their stay in intensive care and leave intensive care alive. And that's certainly my experience after having worked in intensive care for nearly 20 years and after having worked with thousands of critically ill patients and their families in an intensive care environment in three different countries, where I have also worked as a nurse unit manager for over 5 years. And that's certainly also been my experience when I counsel and consult families in intensive care here at intensivecarehotline.com, that the vast majority of critically ill patients is surviving their stay in intensive care and is leaving intensive care alive. And yet, we have so many families of critically ill patients in intensive care come to us here at intensivecarehotline.com in really difficult situations, where they come to us and they tell us things like, the doctors in intensive care have asked us to agree to stop life support on my mother, my father, my husband, my wife, my brother, my sister, son, daughter, you can name them. Or they tell us things like, the doctors in intensive care have asked us to agree to do the unthinkable. Or they say things like, the doctors in intensive care have asked us to agree to kill my mother, father, husband, wife, brother, sister, and the list goes on. And this is where the rubber, those statements are really clear statements in terms of what families of critically ill patients in intensive care want, and also what they simply don't want. What's happening in reality and from a clinical perspective is not conveyed by the intensive care team, because intensive care teams tend to be negative. Another statement or observation we make quite frequently from families in intensive care here at intensivecarehotline.com is that families in intensive care are telling us the intensive care doctors are very negative. And again, that's my experience too, that most doctors in intensive care are very negative. Let's dive a little bit deeper here and look. So let's dive a little bit deeper here and look at why doctors in intensive care are so negative. First of all, they tend to be negative because if they told you that they are going to cure your critically ill loved one no matter what, and then they don't, they could be in big trouble. Next, they tend to be negative because they are running a fairly complex and complicated business. That's intensive care, and that's dominated by money, by status, by politics, by power, by limited staffing and limited bed resources. And it's also dominated by an often complex hierarchy and politics in the background that heavily impacts on how the intensive care team is positioning themselves as well as your critically ill loved one. This spiel, so to speak, and what's happening behind the scenes also heavily impacts on how the intensive care team positions your critically ill loved one's prognosis, their diagnosis, as well as their care and their treatment. And again, 99% of the families of critically ill patients in intensive care make no informed decisions. They have no peace of mind, no control, no power, and simply no influence whatsoever. 99% of the families of critically ill patients in intensive care also have no idea how to, number one, enter discussions around the possibility to stop life support, and number two, position themselves and their critically ill loved one in or during those discussions so that they can get the outcomes and results that they want, need, and deserve. Therefore, the answer to our original question around how long should one wait before stopping life support in intensive care on a critically ill patient is therefore an answer that lies within yourself and not within the intensive care team. After all, intensive care units and intensive care teams are here to provide best treatment there is to get critically ill patients out of intensive care alive. Most families in intensive care report the opposite, and they come to us here at intensivecarehotline.com because they often can't believe what they see and witness with their very eyes. They simply can't believe that people who call themselves doctors would ask them to agree to stop life support on their mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter, grandfather, grandmother, and the list goes on. This all just doesn't make any sense. What's even more startling for most families in intensive care is that they observe the intensive care team telling them that it wouldn't be in their critically ill loved one's best interest to continue treatment or continue life support because they wouldn't have any quality of life in the future. Now, quality of life is a term that's being misused in intensive care and by intensive care doctors in particular. They have misused this term for their own good, to get what they want, and to only treat patients that are of high interest to intensive care units. The reality and the fact of the matter is that quality of life is something that's being measured on an individual level and not at an intensive care level. The reality and the fact of the matter is that only your critically ill loved one or you as a family need to decide what's an acceptable quality of life. Therefore, you need to stop being intimidated by the perceived power and the perceived authority of the intensive care team, and you need to start making your own decisions. You may also want to consider things like continuing life support at home with services like intensive care at home, where long-term intensive care patients can be safely looked after by dedicated intensive care staff in your own home. The emphasis is on keeping the patient alive as long as there's hope for recovery, with a quality of life that is acceptable for you and your family, and for your critically ill loved one, of course. And even if there isn't hope for a full recovery, you may still want to keep your critically ill loved one alive, because they wish to be alive and be surrounded by their family. Again, if that's the case, have a look at services like intensive care at home. They can provide a genuine alternative to a long-term stay in intensive care. Therefore, whatever the positioning of the intensive care team in relation to when they think it's appropriate to stop life support, don't worry too much about it, because it's all part of the intensive care team's hidden agenda, because you and your family simply have no idea about what's happening behind the scenes in intensive care. Instead, make it your agenda when you or your family think it's appropriate to stop life support or to continue treatment. Do so by doing your own research, by asking the right questions, and by simply not being intimidated by the intensive care team. 99% of the families of critically ill patients in intensive care are intimidated by the intensive care team, and they make no informed decisions, they have no peace of mind, no control, no power, and no influence. Don't be part of the 99%, but be part of the 1% who actually make informed decisions, have peace of mind, control, power, and influence, because then the answer to how long should one wait before stopping life support in intensive care on a critically ill patient is an answer you will find within yourself and within your own power, rather than trying to find the answer from an intensive care team that's trying to push their hidden agenda on to you. So, how can you become the best advocate for your critically ill loved one, make informed decisions, get peace of mind, control power and influence quickly whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care? You get to that all-important feeling of making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control power and influence when you download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you learn quickly how to make informed decisions, get peace of mind, real power and real control, and how you can influence decision making fast whilst your loved one is critically ill in intensive care. Your free instant impact report gives you in-depth insight that you must know whilst your loved one is critically ill or is even dying in intensive care. Sign up and download your free instant impact report now by entering your email below. In your free instant impact report, you learn how to speak the secret intensive care language so that the doctors and the nurses know straight away that you are an insider and that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care. In your free report, you will also discover how to ask the doctors and the nurses the right questions, discover the many competing interests in intensive care, and how your critically ill loved one's treatment may depend on those competing interests. How to eliminate fear, frustration, stress, struggle, and vulnerability even if your loved one is dying. You get 5 mind-blowing tips and strategies helping you to get on the right path to making informed decisions, get peace of mind, control power and influence in your situation. You'll get real-world examples that you can easily adapt to your and your critically ill loved one's situation. How to stop being intimidated by the intensive care team and how you will be seen as equals. You'll get crucial behind-the-scenes insight so that you know and understand what's really happening in intensive care and how you need to manage doctors and nurses in intensive care, and it's not what you think. Thank you for tuning into this week's Your Questions Answered episode, and I'll see you again next week in another update. Make sure you also check out our blog section for more tips and strategies, or simply send me an email to support@intensivecarehotline.com with your questions. Or you can call me, find international phone numbers on our contacts tab. Also, check out our ebook section where you get more ebooks, videos and audio recordings, and where you can also get one-on-one counseling and consulting with me via Skype, over the phone or via email by clicking on the products tab. This is Patrick Hutzel from intensivecarehotline.com, and I'll see you again next week in another update.